Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Recently, we read about how Public Health England has become public enemy number one with children and teenagers. This is probably understandable, seeing that PHE over there advised parents not to give their kids as many sugary drinks or snacks. Ouch. You can understand the concern of PHE when a third of children leaving primary school are obese or overweight. We can also understand why their government offers guidelines to parents to limit their children to only 2 100-calorie treats a day. So after more than 50 years, Mary Poppins' suggestion that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down is no longer welcome advice. So how come many things that taste so good are so bad for us? How unfair is that, eh? But it's not only food or sweets. Sometimes we have other habits that feel good, but they aren't healthy, and we end up hurting others because of them. If this is the case, then we might need to ask for forgiveness for hurting someone, whether it was something we said or did. Maybe we have habits or pleasures that we really enjoy and they seem okay, but are also not good for us. Activities that are bad for our body, our mind, or our soul. Temptations that we give into that hurt no one but ourselves. When we recognize these habits, it can help us to change our lifestyle, and we might even realize that we need to say sorry to God for letting him down. And the best news of all is that forgiving someone else or asking someone to forgive us is very good for our personal health and well-being.